Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen to me. We got witnesses here. We got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143,
I
will hire you.
Let's get nuts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Get that job, Bob. Where would he end up? He's only going to one of four teams. Give him to me. The two teams in New York or the two teams in L.A.
Sounds like Lillard.
That's a four.
I don't know. I'm just speculating. I just know that there have been jobs that have come open that he probably could have gotten, and he didn't take them. I got the Phoenix reached out to him. He didn't want to go to the Suns.
Wow.
We are talking about the state of free agency. Evan, Mark Stein on his Substack, longtime NBA writer for various organizations, has a Substack, and he is very tapped in, particularly to the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. And he had some tidbits in his article that Evan has up right now. What has caught your eye?
Well, it was kind of centering on Kuminga. And just the options the Warriors have. And so the teams that are still interested are the Heat, the Kings, and I think you guys talked about it earlier, but Sacramento's looking to move Malik Monk. Actually, I did a little digging today. That might be an option. And then the other team that had been linked to the Warriors is New Orleans, and they're kind of off the board because of their tax situation.
Gotcha.
So the Kings, the Bulls, and the Heat are the three teams that he could move to. The interesting thing with Chicago is I actually do agree that like that would be the most likely place, but they have a restricted free agent of their own that they're trying to figure out, which is Josh Giddey.
Good point.
And yeah, I don't know if that meant like you could swap them necessarily, but It almost feels like it's going to be a domino with these restricted free agents that's going to happen pretty fast. And Giddey and what the Bulls do could decide how the Warriors could move him there. And I just feel like we're in somewhat of a holding pattern. Like, that's what I gleaned from the Stein article today, is that there's still a lot of mutual interest between Kuminga, the Warriors, and other teams. But no one has flexibility right now, especially because of their restricted free agents.
What are your thoughts on, real quick, Monk?
I would do Kuminga for Monk.
I would do Kuminga for Giddey. I would do Kuminga for White.
Because you just want out of the Kuminga sweep. You want them gone.
I mean, I should put one caveat on it, and that is, assuming he doesn't want to be here, which I kind of feel like he doesn't.
Right. If you read that Slater piece, you wouldn't be wrong. I could understand anybody thinking that to be the case.
Go ahead.
White is a baller. Could you imagine him running points? How do he could score, distribute?
So that would lead
he
me.
He can shoot?
So that would lead me to wonder, okay, so you're willing to pay Kuminga 24, but you have a guy who's averaging 20. What, like, Coby White is already...
Because they're different players.
I get that.
Yeah.
But Coby White's better than Kuminga. Like, he's more proven, he's...
Right now. Yeah. What if the Bulls think, or any team that takes a flyer on Kuminga, talk to me in 4 years when he's 26? Because the one thing Kuminga has going for him, Stoney, he is Emmitt Smith, 22.
Yeah.
The other issue with Coby White is that he's probably looking for an extension. Yeah. So if you traded for him, you would then have to give him, it sounds like, more than four for 90, which I don't know if that would necessarily fit with what the Warriors want to do. But, like, in a perfect world, yeah, I would love to flip Kuminga for Coby White. He's 25 years old, and you could pay him four for 120 or whatever. Like, you could give him the contract that Kuminga wants. I just don't know if the Bulls are going to be able to do it.
Yeah, I wonder.
He's at the top of my list.
Coby White?
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's...
If Kuminga were to be out of here, that would be it. Then I take Monk over Giddey. I ain't down on Giddey, but Monk's a baller, but I'm just... I don't know. I know they had him running point last year at the end. It wasn't the best. Wasn't his fault, but I'm just... He's a scorer. Slasher.
Yeah. Kind of like Kuminga. Only a little more seasoned, and
he's lit the Warriors up in his day, Monk.
Let's go to Drew in Sunnyvale. What's going on, Drew? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah. So, I mean, you asked Matt what would constitute a good offseason for the Warriors, right?
I think if
Kuminga were to come back, I think that would be a bad thing given the sort of media tour that Steve Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga have been on ever since the offseason started, right?
Yeah.
Steve Kerr saying that Kuminga doesn't fit the style, and Kuminga saying that he wants to be sort of the lead dog or close to the lead dog on a team, and those two just don't mesh. So I think this free agency period, I think the divorce is just in court, and I don't know how you resolve that situation. If he were to come back, I think it would be a huge distraction in the locker room. I think the fluctuation in his playing time would lead to a lot of conflict. That's my opinion. I just don't think there's any way Kuminga can come back. Now, I also looked into Kuminga and the previous offer that he got last year and some of the offers that he's been rumored to get this year. So why isn't he taking that offer, right? And I wanted to look up who his agent was and who his other clientele were. And his agent is Aaron Turner. And I went and looked up some of his clientele. Aaron Turner's best client is Terry Rozier. And I would actually say that Jonathan Kuminga would be his second best client given the list. So if you have a client list like that and you feel like Kuminga is your ticket to getting a big contract and getting a big paycheck as commission, I just think that there's some really bad advice that people surrounding Kuminga are giving. I think you alluded to it at the top of your show. He wanted $35 million. The Warriors were only willing to give up $30 million. I think there might be a lot of that going on, and I think it might be just be due to his representation. I think it's not up to par with a representation that other players have around the league. I think they should be looking for where Kuminga can better, extend his NBA career, and where can he make more money in the future. not necessarily in for this particular contract. Have a great day, guys.
Good stuff, Drew. And
so I got to just play it out, right?
Well, no, I don't know, but I gotta tell you that Evan brought that up before the show, and he said, I mean, is Kuminga's agent like costing him a lot of money at this point? Like, should they have, if we find out, and look, we only have Slater's reporting
of the 30 or him wanting 35 and it was 30.
And if he didn't take, like, if Jonathan, I'll be honest, if he didn't take $30 million last year over 3 years at least, I don't have a lot of sympathy for him.
I got to believe that wasn't offered. You would hope.
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. And if he's, it almost still feels like he's sniffing for that magical $30 million. And I'm sorry, if you look at the NBA landscape, that's not the way it works. He's not a $30 million player right now. He's probably more of a $20 million player. But I think I agree. Like, I don't know where this is headed, and
that's why it's frustration.
If he turned down $30 million last year, how can you offer him more this year? And then secondly, how can you offer him less than last year and say come back for 20 when a year ago it was $10 million more?
Yeah, Stoney, I'm getting Dennis Schroeder vibes where, you know, he turned down some big money and nothing like that remotely came close. So let's hope that's not the case. But, man, 15, 16, I see it. But the even 25 at this point, 20, I don't know. But, man, like you said, this could drag on forever or what seems like forever. But as far as a fan base and me just specifically, man, I want this done fast, quick, in a hurry. And if somehow he can be a part of a sign and trade where you get Coby White coming here to put on a Warrior uniform, man, that would be ultra. Then I would say the offseason's terrific with or without Horford.
I mean, yeah,
because dude can play.
You're talking about Coby White.
Yeah, Coby White.
Yep, and he'd be a free agent at the end of the year. They'd have his bird rights, though, but this is fascinating to me because, like, this is going to sound weird, but the longer it goes with Kuminga, the longer I think it's going to go. if we don't hear something fairly soon, then that, you know, who called yesterday, Goo, and said, we don't know what's going on and teams are preparing offers right now?
I like
the guy.
Yeah.
He was, you know.
Yeah.
But the reality is it's not like it takes 4 days to concoct something. If there was something out there that everybody liked, and the problem is they need three. They need three parties to agree. They need the Warriors, they need the other team, and then they need Kuminga to want to do what the Warriors want to do with him. But I would assume that Kuminga, if he likes the money, will go anywhere because he wants an opportunity to play.
And I keep going to that Slater piece, but Sonny, didn't that feel like goodbye? From just the quotes from Jonathan? It felt like a goodbye to me.
Well,
regardless if I want him here or not, it felt like a goodbye.
To me, it felt like what he was saying wasn't necessarily buy, but it was, okay, we all kind of see it now. What he wants is not available here right now. Like, that would seem like a fact to me if Kuminga's telling the truth, which I have no reason to believe he's not. Like, there's just the role he wants, they don't have it for him here.
And it's not going to be open for a little while.
Probably not. Probably not. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Scott's in San Anselmo. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
I really don't want to see Jonathan Kuminga back with the Warriors. I think that experiment's over. I kind of think of him as Jordan Poole 2.0. Jordan Poole had some great athleticism and shooting, but that he didn't have the whole game, and I don't think Kuminga has the whole game. I'd like to see the Warriors get a good stretch for Kuminga, or maybe for Draymond if we can get rid of him. And honestly, I'm ready for the Warriors to turn the page. I'd love for Curry to get one more chance at a series, but I really want them to get younger and more athletic, and they're only going to do that through trades or the draft. So that's kind of how I'm feeling.
Yeah, and I wonder how many other Warrior fans are kind of feeling that way too.
I would say a lot, but the worst part about what he said, what he's yearning for, is Kuminga. He fits both those criteria. Sonny, young and athletic, but for other reasons, it just has not worked.
Kyle's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Kyle, how you doing, man?
Sonny Goo, how we doing, guys?
Hey.
Happy, what is it, Wednesday now? How we doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Good, guys. I think, you know, Sonny Goo, listen to you guys' show for the past year and a half, 2 years, and obviously the Kuminga conversation's come up quite a bit. I just think it's time to move on because, I mean, there's so many upsides you can explain about Kuminga, but there's so many downsides to it too, to where with that contract extension or if that he's looking for, I think a guy like Colby White or, you know, anyone of that stature would be good to trade for. I just think it's time to move on. And Steiny, I hate to admit this. I always try to side on Guru's side of how you seem to always be negative.
My man.
But you know what? The more I think about it, the more I always find you being, for whatever reason, being right. And I digress.
Keep
talking.
Get him off.
Get me off the show. My whole idea of the Giants, side thought, you guys can talk about it later, but I was very hyped on the Devers trade. I was hyped on Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee. You know, we got a great roster with Chapman coming back, and you always seemed to stay even keel and saying, you know, I think there's still a piece that's missing.
Mm.
And now that they're struggling, I just want to say that a lot of listeners here were wrong, and you were right, and Guru might want to, you know, hate to hear that, but elaborate on that maybe later in the show.
Sure.
I'd love to get your thoughts on how the Giants are currently with this roster, and it pisses me off that I have to admit on the phone that you are most likely right.
It's not over yet.
Kyle, thank you so much for the call. God. Don't be a stranger, and we'll move you right to the top.
Bye-bye. You gone.
We're going to talk about the Giants next segment for a little bit.
I was like, give us an example. He went right there with the Giants.
Yeah.
Somebody's at fault. I'll tease that.
With
the Giants. This metamorphosis is going to
point the finger at one guy?
No. Somebody's at fault, and we need to put it all on have an autopsy.
They're
right.
They're 4-over.
So what? They were 13-14 over. 4-over. They might end the break under .500 the way this thing is going.
I thought they were
going
to be 15-over after they got done with the Red Sox.
But my point is we're going to have a discussion on what – this is not okay.
Why don't we have a discussion on you're all – crazy expectations in sports life. Can we have that discussion?
I just want Evan to play the show after the Devers trade. You were in.
I was, but I never said. What did I say? I said they've gone from a possible wild card team to a team that should make the playoffs,
and they still can.
Yeah.
But it don't feel right.
Well, they're not gonna now.
It's the shows that you are gone that he doesn't want to replay.
Okay. No, we're going to get into exactly what you think you're talking about.
Evan, I missed it.
On the other side. But
hey, real quick, Colby White, what do you think he shot from deep last year?
37.
Ah, you already lit him, my man.
How much?
33 minutes, 37. You had it up.
And that's what life's about.
You know what? Is there a player you wouldn't want at this point? Let's just get Ayton.
Oh, I want him.
Horford.
I'm not mad. I'm going to put him. What if I told you I could care less?
Really?
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't want him.
You would want Ayton?
Oh, my gosh, man.
Okay, Ayton.
And Carter's with me. We got a personal thread going. Okay. Yeah, he's with me. A couple people hit me last night in the business. I won't say no name. Like,
Carter's not really in the business.
Well, he is.
Well, okay. Well, then now I believe you.
San Francisco.
If you think Carter's in the business, then I'm sure you did get other
people
calling.
But come on,
Steiny,
second chances, man. Who's doing anything in Portland? Chauncey got a contract. I'll leave that there.
Like, do you think?
No, come on.
Do you think there's any chance Portland could be better than the Warriors next year?
Now, I'm
being. Like, I do. I absolutely do.
I don't have that off the table. I don't have that off the table. I don't.
Yeah, I.
But to sit here and tell me, I can't win the argument about Ayton or defend. I can just watch him play.
Yeah, I know.
If he got the right system and support or somebody to get in his ass. Oh, my gosh.
Like,
Draymond throwing, Steph throwing them live.
And the Warriors did a great job of getting James Wiseman up to speed.
JaVale McGee.
And they
was never as talented
and they
as
did
Ayton.
They did a – what?
Yeah, coming out of college, nobody expected – Ayton was supposed to be the guy. Come
JaVale
on,
JaVale McGee.
I love him. But
way more talented than Ayton. Ayton's not even –
Steiny, he was a lottery pick.
Ayton's not even that athletic.
Oh, Steiny,
JaVale McGee is an athletic freak.
But coming out of college –
just saying, if you're saying athletic
– help us out. Enter Richard Steele right now.
If you're saying athleticism, I don't think Ayton can hold a candle.
Before Evan go, expectations. Ayton was a lottery pick. 7-1.
You didn't say expectations. You said athleticism. What?
Now you're playing word
games.
No,
I'm not. Like, to me, I don't know that there are many centers as athletic as JaVale McGee was. Like, he was one of the most athletic guys.
So
that
you
came
didn't like Ayton at all coming out of Arizona?
That was 6 years ago.
No, but answer my question.
No, I don't think he's a winner. I don't like his priorities.
But Monk's a winner.
I didn't say that.
Well,
I didn't say that
when I said he wasn't.
Well, I mean, your description of a winner is anybody with a ring. So, then they're losers.
I just like Ayton, but I like Kobe White better. How about that? And
sure.
That would knock Pod down a notch.
Well, that might be a problem.
For?
Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr.
What did that Valkyrie game mean?
Let me tell you
what
something.
What did that Valkyrie game mean?
With Kuminga.
Nothing. Why do you read into something that has nothing to be read into?
Wait. You also read into that.
That's, come on, man.
Right, but it's meaning there's
you
nothing to read into.
That Kuminga's coming back.
No, I said he's gone. No, I said
I got a dibs text too. Go
no,
ahead.
I said
no. We were all.
I compared Kuminga sitting next
something
to,
that morning.
I compared Kuminga sitting next to Lacob, like Lacob going golfing with Clay. They said goodbye, people.
Deep dive dibs just threw me a nugget. It better than McDonald's could. DeAndre Ayton, one of eight players, Steiny, 18 players to average a double-double in his first seven seasons. So
right.
He's not a stiff.
Well, then why was he? Okay.
Because of
why was he let go for nothing? Nothing.
Off the court.
Nothing.
Being
a young team like the Blazers with this 27-year. How old is he now?
No.
He's 26.
26.
He was a starting center for a team that was in the finals.
That's a problem. Why would you waive a 26-year-old center?
But what if you could get him on the cheap? That's what I'm like, you know, a bargain. That's where we're at, Walmart.
Are you convinced that Steve Kerr would play him?
Oh, my. I really believe so.
Why?
Well, they wouldn't bring him in. Kuminga was drafted.
They brought Kuminga in. They brought Wiseman in.
James Wiseman.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Thanks for the nugget, Diz. He's not a stiff,
and,
man.
And James Wiseman, his rookie year, averaged 12-6. And he can't get off the bench. I'm just saying.
Well,
and here's the other thing. No proof. I gotta believe Draymond
wouldn't. Well, what if he needs a Draymond at this point in his career? Somebody give it to him raw and uncut.
Sure.
You are something else, man.
All right. Nick in San Francisco. What's going on, Nick? How you doing, man?
Hey guys. I think the Dubs, they have a few moves to make, obviously. They're kind of like the Giants in that same sense where there may be one or two away, but I would like someone like Ayton to simplify the big men. Like, getting rid of Looney was, you know, unfortunate. Not getting rid of, but him leaving was unfortunate. But they got to simplify their big men. And someone like Ayton leaving, you know, something like the Blazers, I think him leaving Portland, it doesn't mean he's bad. I don't think they're that ambitious of an organization, really, to be honest. So they let Dame go. They just let him, you know, he was unhappy, I guess, after a while, you know, and now he's gone again and kind of free now, it sounds like. But, I think they got to simplify their big man. I thought it was TJD. I thought it was Post, and so did everybody. But, you know, them, like the Giants, have a similar thing where they're like, who is our guy? Who is going to stay besides our main role players? And I think the Giants are figuring that out too. Like, who's going to be our middle infield? Who's going to be our set, you know, outfielder? So it's kind of a similar thing. But I'd say my number one right now, probably Ayton, actually.
Huh? All right. Nick wants Ayton.
Yeah, 14-10 last year, Stani, 57% from the field. And I think it was Evan, when we were out at the facility on Monday, Stoddy, I don't know why I look at Ayton as a guy that doesn't demand the ball. He's out. He's one of those dudes just, all right, if I get it, I'll shoot it. But he ain't flipping over spreads if he doesn't get, like, they're not playing through him. He would just be an addition down low, hit the 15 to 20 footer, block some shots, and Dre could light a fire under him. Think about it.
I am thinking about it, and I don't want DeAndre Ayton. I just don't. I'd rather have Al Horford, because at least you know what you're getting with Al Horford.
Now that's shocking. The Bastardi, he's 39. Well, He'll be 40.
You gotta understand. I've surrendered to where the Warriors are with how old they are. And what their supposed strategy is. I surrender, okay? I don't like it, but I surrender. So that's why, yeah, go ahead. Horford to me is a better basketball player than DeAndre Ayton. So I'd rather have Horford than Ayton.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy.
Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.